from the top of Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah, four lines from the top. The Mishnah says, Av ubno shiras achodesh, a father and son who sees the new moon, yelchu lo yelchu. They should go to the Beis Din. Why? Lo shemit starfin zem zeh. Not that they're going to be combined as two Edom because they're krovim, karov as pasul, says the Gemara. If one of them becomes possible, he can still combine with somebody else who may have seen it, and you have two Edim who saw the moon separately, so you can combine those two together. That's the first opinion in the Mishnah. Father and son and all relatives are actually kosher le'edis achodesh. Gemara is going to explain why. So in general, of course, a karov is possible to edis, but in this case, there seems to be a machlokes whether or not a karov can be ed or not. So I'm Rabbi Yossi Maisa B'Tuvia. There's once a story of Tuvia Harofe. Shira es Achodesh B'Yushalayim. He saw the moon in Yushalayim. Hu Ubno Uve Abdo. He saw it. His son saw it. And they had an Eved Meshuchrar, an Eved who was freed, who's now when Eved gets freed, Eved Kanani becomes freed. He becomes a full-fledged Jew. So the three of them saw it. So he went to Yushalayim, the Sanhedrin. V'kiblu HaKohanim also. First, I guess the Kohanim, I'm not sure how the stages worked, but I guess they went to the local basin maybe first in Yushalayim. The Kohanim said, okay, we're going to accept Osov Espino, you and your son, the father and son, because Krovim are kasher for Edus. But the apostle is Abdo, but the Eved is going to be apostle, since although an Eved Kanani who becomes freed is a full-fledged Jew, he still lacks Yichus. So since he doesn't have the Yichus, he cannot be accepted as an aid. However, when they went in front of Beis Din, kiblu osov es abdo upasla es b'no. They actually accepted the father and the eved, but they did not accept the son. So they thought karov was pasul, while the first Kohanim thought that the karovim were kosher. So Gemara explains, Amar Rabbi Levi, my time at Rabbi Shimon. What was the reason Rabbi Shimon permitted you to have krovim? The father and son are able to be aid them. Don't we know that karov is possible based on Gemara in Bava Basra and the Gemara in Sanhedrin? So Gemara says, Dichsiv vayomer Hashem el Moshe vel Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim le'mor. Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron in Eretz Mitzrayim, saying, Hachodesh hazeh lachem. So the Chodesh hazeh lachem, the month is going to be for you. What does that mean? Eidzu tehei kisher bahem. That when he's saying to Moshe and Aaron, why was he saying it to both of them? That with you, Moshe and Aaron, you too can't serve as Edim when you see the Cholish. So we see that Moshe and Aaron, of course, were brothers, and therefore then they were yet nonetheless permitted to testify. So what is the other opinion going to say in the Mishnah that said Krovim are possible even by Edis HaChodesh? Rabban Edizu Tehmesur Lachem. Not that you should be Edim, but you guys should be Dayanim. It should be handed over to you as Dayanim to watch over. Right, that's what it means? So Rashi says a little bit differently. So look at Rashi, four lines from the top, all the way up top. Temesura lachem lechashuvei hador ani moser sheikablu ha'edus v'kachu v'chodesh v'lo yilhach shekrovim ba. To the not just anybody can make decisions of when the new moon is going to be. It has to be the chashuvei hador, the gedolei hador, the top dayanim. That's why it was specified to Moshe and Aaron. Not that they should be edim, but that they should be the ones making the decisions. Okay, then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, I remember Yossi Maisib Tuvia Harofi, about the story that Tuvia Harofi, the doctor, he went forward with him, his son, and his Eved. So Amar Rav Chanan Bar Rava, Hilchas Ak Rabbi Shimon. We pass like Rabbi Shimon that Krovim are permitted. Amar Le Rav Huna, Rav Chanan Bar Rava, Rabbi Yossi, Maisa, V'at Amar's Hilchas Ak Rabbi Shimon. We had a Maisa that said the opposite. The Maisa was, first they went to the Kohanim permitted them, but then they went to the Basin said Krovim are possible. How could you say, usually when the Mishnah brings a Maisa, it's there to support the Psak. So the Psak is, according to the Maisa, that Krovim are Pasul. How are you able to say we Paskin like Rabbi Shimon, who says Krovim are Kasher? So the answer is Gemara, Amalo, Vaha Zimnin Sagin Amris Kame Dirav Hilchasak Rabbi Shimon. Didn't I, a number of times I saw this, that it was said in front of you, in front of Rav, that we Paskin like Rabbi Shimon. V'lo Amar V'lo Midi, you didn't say a thing to me. Now suddenly I say the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon and you tell me I'm wrong. All the other times we said halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, you didn't say a thing. So I'm like, hey, Tanisa. Wait a second. When we learned this in front of Rava, when I didn't say anything, how did we learn it? What was the girsa in the Mishnah? I'm like, Ipcha, we learned the opposite way. That we thought Rabbi Shimon was the other opinion that said Krovim were Pasul, and then Tanakama was the one that thought it was Kasher. So they, that's why I didn't say anything, because the way you presented the Mishnah was Rabbi Shimon was the one who said Karov Pasul. So in the end of the day, the halacha is karov is pasul. It was just unclear who was saying what. So Amar Tavi Bre Demari Tavi Amar Marukva Amar Hushmul Hilchas like Rabbi Shimon. We pass like halachas like Rabbi Shimon. So even in the end, we have to understand what does it mean halachas like Rabbi Shimon. So if you understand like our Mishnah halachas like Rabbi Shimon, so then it's a problem because we just said before that the Maisa is against Rabbi Shimon. So the gears on the side here, if you have that Aleph, mine that is Aleph in the Ghost Fitzunim, I don't think all the, yeah, your Gemara probably doesn't have it, Adam, but these two probably do have it. The articles probably do have it. It says, Ein Hilchsa Krebishon should be the Girsa. What?
Yeah, I have it in the Torah source, Svarim Acher.
Okay. Right, so others, all right, other Svarim have Ein Hilchsa Krebishon. That's how we paskin. In other words, that Krovim are puzzle to testify even in Eidus HaChodesh. The next Mishnah, you guys might sound familiar to you from the Mishnayos in Sanhedrin. Third paragraph, Zeborer, the Mishnah says, Elu heine hapsulun, the following are possible to testify for Eidus HaChodesh. Who are they? Hamasachik Bukuvya, somebody who gambles. There happen to be a lot of interesting Rashi and Tosos in here, but we're not going to get to do them today. Umalve Beribis, somebody who lends or borrows on interest. Umafricha Yonim, Mafricha Yonim, the Gemara has two opinions in Sanhedrin what that means. Either it's a type of gambling or it's some type of way of like having races. So v'socha shvius, which is a iser deraisa of selling, making profit off of shvius produce. The pasuk says la'achla. Produce is to use to be eaten, not to make profit off it. And avadim, all these are possible for Eidus HaChodesh. So now, certainly, what's unique about these things, these are all psulei derabanan. All these are isirei derabanan. The deraisa, certainly, anyone who's a real gazan, certainly he's pasul. These cases are only derabanan psulim, and that's the chiddush here. Rashi explains as to why all of them here are only dine derabanan, the isirei derabanan. So Gemara says, for the Mishnah rather says further, Zaklal, this is the rule: kol edus she'ein ha'ishim k'shera la, afhein ein k'sherin la. The rule is anything that a woman cannot testify about, they too cannot testify. So since a woman cannot testify about Eidus HaChodesh, so too these psulim cannot testify about Eidus HaChodesh. So the Gemara makes a diak from this very last line of the Mishnah. Is this to tell me that if the woman is permitted to testify, when is a woman permitted? A woman's always possible. So look at Rashi, when's a woman permitted to testify? Gemara says, as Rashi says rather, Ha'isha k'shera la, so if a woman sees a man who had died overseas, so we don't want his wife to be naguna, so normally, although we require two edim, in this case we allow that a woman testify that she saw so-and-so, this is how he looked, that was her husband, he died. We trust her to allow her his wife to remarry. That's one area we trust. And the other area is by a sota, that if she becomes tummy, normally the din of drinking the sota, it's only if they're stira, that she and the man she was told not to be with, they went somewhere private. But if they found out that there's actually nitma, that there's actually bia, so then she doesn't do the drinking. So if a woman sees the nitma part, the tashmish, that's enough, we trust the edis, to not allow the mesota to take place. This exparsha, right. Okay, there's the connection. We haven't had so many of those recently, of the connection of the daf to something in the... Okay. So the Gemara says, so is this to say again, the question of the Gemara... So let's look at Rashi for the question. Rashi says, Le'edus Isha, further, the next line in the Rashi, Le'edus Isha... I'm sorry, that's ready the answer, so fine. So the Gemara says again, what's the question? Ha isha k'sher la, af hing k'sher la. So something that a woman is kasher for, they're kasher. We're going to trust these psulim, we trust the mesachik b'kuvya, that he saw someone overseas died, we're going to trust him for that. So it's not a klal that wherever a woman's kasher, these psulim are kasher, and wherever the woman's not kasher, these are not kasher either. That's not a good klal. Rather, the way the Mishnah should be read is as follows. Amar Rav Ashi, Zos Ameris, this is what the Mishnah means to say, Gazlan de Devehem Ksherin Le'edus Isha. Just simply, a Gazlan de Rabbanim, although we disqualify them for Eidus HaChodesh, we disqualify them for all Eidus, even by in general, they are, however, kosher to testify Le'edus Isha, which means anything that a woman's allowed to do, such as testifying that a man died overseas, we can also trust these individuals that a man died overseas, because when it comes to Agunas, we have a lot of built-in Kulas there. So that's how we read the Mishnah. Okay. And Rashi should point out, it's only Gzela Mederabana, but not a Gazan Deraisa, he we do not trust when it comes to Eidus Isha. So that's the last Mishnah in the Perek. Misha Rasa Choda, somebody who witnessed the new moon, Ve'enu Yachul Halich, he can't walk, he can't make it over to there, he's old, he's weak, he's sick. Molichan Osa Al-Khamar, you could place him on a donkey to get over to Basin. Afu Bamita, even if he needs a bed to be lifted up onto the donkey, you do what needs to be done. If, however, on the way this concern there might be an ambush that might attack him, so we give him sticks to be used to protect himself. It's very far away. He's allowed to take food along with him. Because a day, the night and day, a full 24 hours, we're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. You be mechal Shabbos in order to get tell Basin that it's the new moon, and you also allowed to be mechal Shabbos in order to get word out that it's been the new moon, the new month. Shinemar Eilu Moadei Hashem Asher Tikru Osam B'Moadim. Based on the pasuk, these are the Moadim, and these are the Moadim. We have to do it dafka on the right time, and we're able to even midoche Shabbos. One of the words says Moed in the Gemara, in the pasuk, Moed means even afilu b'Shabbos. We have it also by the Karban Pesach and by Tamin. It says Moado afilu b'Shabbos. The Gemara in Pesachim says. Hadron Alach Arba Rosh Hashanah. Okay. New Perek, new Mishnah. Im Eino Makirin also Meshalchin Imo Achil Haida. Let's say you have two Edim who see the moon, but Basin doesn't know who these guys are. They're not well-known people, but they happen to see the moon. So send someone with them who Basin trusts and who also knows these two individuals. So someone like Adam is a trustworthy guy, and you, Ricky, and I, we see the moon. So we're out there looking for the. We see the moon, and no one Basin doesn't know who we are. So we bring Adam along with us to just say, to, you know, we're trustworthy guys. If we think he thinks we're trustworthy guys, Adam then Basin will trust our testimony. Mara says, Mishnah says further. Barishona initially, how you makablin edus hachodesh mikol adam. Really, initially they trusted everybody. They're honest. But however, mishakil kul habaytusim hiskinu shlo yu makablin elam minamakirim. At the end of the day, though, since baytusim, the Gemara will explain why they started messing everything up. They made a takana. We don't trust anybody unless we know who they are. And this is a very unfortunate. Though, although in general, even when it comes to kashus and other things, stam yid has nemanas and with cheskas nemanas, we trust him. In the end, day mishakilkul, I would say lav dafka by tusim. But in general, mishakilkul, when it comes to even kashus, we can't always trust anybody. So the Gemara says, my ach, what does it mean ach? Somebody else came with him. We just brought one person along with us. Chad, one person. We just brought Adam along with us to tell them that Ricky and I are good to aid them. You can trust us. So Gemara says, wait a second, is one person enough? V'chad mi mehemen? We believe one, eight echad believed in such a case? V'ha tanya, doesn't the Braisa tell us that ma'isa shebohu v'edav, edav, plural, edim shelo? There was a story once that a person came and edim came along with him, l'ha'id alav, to testify about him. So you see from this Braisa, you need two edim to testify about a person's cheskas ne'manas. We don't trust one person. So Amar Papa, my Acher, what does Acher mean in our Mishnah? It means Zug Acher. We said, no, Adam and Harry together, we send them as a group, as a couple to testify, but one person wouldn't be enough. We need two. Zug Acher. Gemara says, Hachanai Mesavra, this is logical to say that you need two people, and although it says only one in the Mishnah, it really means one group of people. That's logical to say. Why? Dilote Malchi, if you do not say that, Im Ein Makirin Oso. So Mishnah says, Im Ein Makirin Oso. Oso, we don't recognize him. My Oso is Oso in the Mishnah, mean our Mishnah, right here in the beginning of the parak. Ilema Oso Chad, Oso means one. V'chad mi mehman, do we believe one aid? You need two aidim. Mishpat Ksibbe, it says Mishpat. And just like in Mishpat, you need two aidim for all Mishpat, so too we consider aid Zachodesh, a type of Mishpat, you require two aidim. So El has to be our Mishnah again. Mishnah says, Im Ein Makirin Oso, we don't believe him. We're talking about him? We're having two people are being sent over to the basin. So it must be not him, Oso, Elamai, Oso, Oso, Zug, Oso. We use it as a singular, as a group, as a unit. So Hachanami, here too, Oso, my Acher, when you talk about in the Mishnah Oso, we send an Acher with the group. It also means, Hachanami, my Acher, Zug Acher, another Acher, another Zug.
So it's just as Oso is a Zug, also Acher is a Zug.
Exactly. So Gemara says, "V'chad lo mehemen." What do you mean? One doesn't work? Of course, eid echad works for nemanas. As I'll explain to you in a second, we have the following brisa that one eid was trusted. The Hatanya, the brisa tells us that Ma'isa b'Rabbi Nuhurai shehalach etzel ha'eid l'ha'eid olav. Rabbi Nuhurai accompanied one of the eidim. He himself didn't see the moon, but he knew the eid who did, and he knew he'd be trusted by Basin. So he went along with this eid to testify about this eid's nemanas. B'Shabbos b'Usha, it was on Shabbos he joined him. He was mechal Shabbos for this reason. Amri Rabbi Nuhurai, so we see that one aid, Rabbi Nuhurai alone, was enough to testify about the nemanas of this other aid or this other zug. So Gemara says, no, Amri Rabbi Nuhurai sada achrina habibade. There was another guy with Rabbi Nuhurai. There were two people actually there. So why does it only mention Rabbi Nuhurai, not anybody else? Because Rabbi Nuhurai was a chashu person, And the other person with him wasn't as chashiv. They only wanted to acknowledge the presence of Rabbi Nurai, but Ein Hachanami, there was a second person with him to testify about the Nemanus. In other words, you need two people to testify about somebody's Nemanus. Rav Ashi suggests something slightly different. Rav Ashi Amar, Rabbi Nurai Sada Achrina Havabusha. There was actually another one with him. V'azir Rabbi Nurai Litzrufei Bahadev. Meaning, there were two Edom who saw the moon. There is one guy who already was willing to go up and testify about their Nemanus. Rabbi Nurai said, I'll take upon myself to join them also. He was really the second person, not the... So Gemara says, wait a second, if that's the case, Ihachi, Ma'alameh, what's the Chiddush? Ma'alameh, what's the Chiddush here that Rabbi Nurai joined the three other people? I mean, the reason why I mentioned Rabbi Nurai is because the story was there are three people already. Rabbi Nurai joined the three people, the two Edom and the one guy testifying about their status. So Rabbi Nurai is mentioned because he joined them as a fourth person. So what's the chiddush? We know already that you're supposed to have two Edom to go up. Why? What's the chiddush of the Mishnah here? So Gemara says, "Mao desema misfeka lo mechalilan and shabasa kumashvam." Since the story goes that Rabbi Nurai didn't really know who the other aid was who he's joining to testify about the Nemanus, he knew he was recognized by Bezin, and he knew these two Edom. The other guy who was coming, he didn't really know who the guy was. He didn't know if Bezin was going to trust them or not.
The other guy who was recognizing the Edom.
Exactly. He didn't know who this guy was, it seems, but he went anyways. Why? Because we see from here that Misveka, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. You would have thought, since he wasn't really sure if Basin's going to accept the other guy's testimony, maybe I shouldn't go and be Mechal Shabbos. Kamashon, Rabbi Nurai tells us that he went, because even though Misveka, he wasn't sure, it was still enough to be Mechal Shabbos in this case that they'll accept both testimonies.
Did he know that another aid existed?
Yeah, I think so. I think he knew.
But he didn't know if it was reliable, if Basin would accept it.
Right, Rashi said it a little bit differently. Rashi actually says, "Misfeka she'ema ein osa ha'ed beveso." Maybe the aid's not in his house. So maybe I'm not getting the story right here. It sounds like, what's going on according to Rashi, I guess. There was another aide. He would join them up to go to Usha, it sounds like. He was walking to Usha, and they're looking for the other aide who lived in Usha. Perhaps he could join them. The other guy will be the fourth guy to join them. Right. Oh, it's a Chodesh.
No, it's Eid
HaChodesh. Oh, Eid HaChodesh. Okay, yeah, right. Right, so what happened was, I guess Rabbi Nurai was in one city with the two Edom who saw the moon. They needed another aid. They said, wait a second, we know in Usha, along the way to Yerushalayim, there's a guy who knows you guys and knows them based and trusts him.
Sure,
let's stop, we can't call him. Let's stop by. It's worth the Chil Shabbos, Misfeka. So Rabbi Nurai was mentioned because he really was the only one at the time who was joining them. And they wanted to pick up the guy along the way. And Misfeka, we see, Michal and Shabbosa for Kiddush HaKodesh. Mara says, Kiasa Ula, when Ula, we see a lot of stories, by the way, about Ula coming from Bavel, from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, particularly about Kiddush HaKodesh. So when Ula got to Bavel, Amar Kadshu L'Yircha B'Marava, by the way, they made a leap year, not a leap year, they added a 30-day month, sorry, a 29-day month, they made Kiddush HaKodesh in the West, in Eretz Yisrael already. So Amar Rav Kana, Lo Mi Bai Ula D'Gav Rabahu D'Mehemen, we don't need Ula to tell me that, certainly we trust him. But Ella Afilu Inish to Alma Nami Mammon, even a stam guy off the street who says, oh, by the way, in Eretz Yisrael, they're Mekadesh Shechodesh, we trust anybody when it comes to if Eretz Yisrael was Mekadesh Shechodesh. Lav Dafka Ula. It happens to be the story was about Ula. He knew what happened, but anybody's really trusted. My time, don't we need a certain Nemanis? Not just anybody could show up. The Gemara says, because Kol Milsa Davide Lugluye Lo Mishakri Be Inshu. Anything that's going to be revealed in the end of the day at some point, the guy's going to be caught as a shakri, a liar, if he said what wasn't true, so therefore we trust him. In other words, that anybody could show up because since he knows, wait a second, since the information is going to be out in the public in a couple of days, that whether or not they're Mekadesh HaKodesh or not, I'm not going to lie because they're going to realize I'm a liar. So I'll only say something that I'll know is really true. So for that reason, anybody is trusted. And this is a klal that's used oftentimes by Edus, that Kol Milsa D'Avidei L'Gluyei Lo Mishakri Bei. A person won't lie about something that in the end, he'll be caught. Tani Nami Hachi, Bryce says the same. I see Adam's mind is working.
We had that story a couple of days ago where that guy came down and said that they were Mekadesh HaKodesh in Eretz Yisrael.
Mm-hmm.
And he said something like, are you sure? Or
he said he didn't hear it, from the actual basin, right?
Right. He didn't hear basin say the words.
Right. So now, so I'm saying, so why would trust anybody? It has to be anybody who heard the words. Maybe he was present. You have to say he was present when they were Mekadesh.
Thinking the same thing.
Uh-huh. Okay. Glad we have people paying attention to the previous topic. I wasn't thinking it. Okay, so I may have to say something along those lines.
I think Tosis said at that time something along the lines that it was a case where he left and it was like 31, so but it had to be that they were Mekadesh or something along those lines, but he didn't actually hear it. He didn't know.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's interesting because here it says that the Mepharshim say maybe it should be believed because of Edin Israel. I don't understand why.
Yeah, this one, yes, sir.
Today is a short day, so.
Okay. It says the Gemara, Tani Nami Hachi, the Bryce that says the same idea, that Ba'a Echad, Besof Olam, some guy from the end of the world who I guess nobody recognized, the Amar Kidshu Basin Sachodesh, Naman. He says, by the way, the basin made the month, they made a new month, we trust just anybody who walks off the street because it's Milsa Davida Liguri. The Gemara now explains what was the kilkul that Baitusim did in the Mishnah. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, "Bereshona hayu makablin edus hachodesh mikol adam." Initially, they accepted testimony from anybody when it comes to edus hachodesh, but then the Baitusim came along and ruined things. So Tana Rabbanan, the Brisa records, "Ma kilkul kilkula Baitusim." What was the whole mistake, the mess up that Baitusim did? Pam achas, one time, bikshu Baitusim lahatos as a chachamim. They once wanted to trick the chachamim, so. Sachru Shnei Bnei Adam Vidal Me'ezuz, they hired two people for $400, let's say. Echad Mishalanu, Echad Mishalhem, one of them was a Jew, who they didn't realize was a real believer, and one was a Baitus. So they thought both of them were Baitusim, they didn't realize. Shalahem, Heyud Eduso, their person gave the testimony, the Yatza, and then he left Basin, interrogated him, he said, all right, we saw the new moon, fine. Then he walks out. Then Shalanu, then the follower walks in, the Jew walks in to testify. Amulo, Amur Ketzer Risa Talavana. So the Dayanim say to him, well, Nu, tell us how you saw the moon. So Amulahem, so the Jew says to him, Ola Ha'isa B'mala Adumim, I was going up Mala Adumim V'Isa Shehu Ravitz Bein Bei Slum. I saw that it was crouching down between two rocks. Rasha Domim L'Agel, the head was like a cow, and Oznav Domim L'Gedi, and the ears were like a goat. Karnav Domus L'Tzvi, and the horns like a deer. V'Zanvav M'nuechas L'Bein Yerchosav, and its tails between its legs. V'Tzatzti Bo, and I looked at it, V'Nirtarti, and I got trembled, and I Niflesi L'Achor, I fell backwards. V'im Einatem Aminali, if you don't believe me, this whole story, Harim Asayim Zuz Trum Li B'Sadini, I have $200 in my pouch. So Amrullah, they say, Mihis Kika Lachach, who is the one who sent you here, who paid you off to come give this testimony? Amrullah, Shemati Shabikshu Baitusim Lahatos Es Chacham. I heard, I got wind, that Baitusim were planning this idea to trick you guys. So Amrati, I said, Eilich Ani, I'm going to go. V'odia Lahem, I'll let you guys know, Shem Yavo B'nei Adam She'inim Hugarim, lest somebody else who's not proper will go and trick you guys. V'yitu Es Chachamim. So Amrullah, so Chacham say to this guy, Masayim Zuz Nesun Lacha, Mibmatana, you keep the $200 even though you took it incorrectly because you were hired to do something which you didn't accomplish, keep the money. Vasocharcha, and the hirers, Yimatech al Amur, Ba'osa, Yimatech al Amur. What's exactly the definition of those words? Yimatech al Amur? Sorry?
It's
Malkus. Magamak. Okay, we're going to give lashes to them. Ba'osa Shah, that moment, Hiskinu Shlo Yub Makablin Elam Amakir. And therefore, from that point on, they said, we are no longer accepting Aedus unless we know and recognize the person.
They tie them on a column when they give Malkus.
So Yimasech means to tie them?
What is the Yimasech?
Stretch
them. Stretch out on a pillar and then whip them. Okay. Now the Mishnah says, Barishona, initially, Hayumasin Masuos, they used to send out all these fires on the top of the mountains to send word out when the new moon was. Mishakilklu Hakusim, now the Kusim, not Baitusim, the Kusim, who messed everything up. So then Hiskinu Shayumashluch and Yotzin, they said, we no longer could trust the fires because the Kusim used to put fires on top of the mountains to trick them. So therefore, they had to send out messengers. Ketzad Hayumasin Masuos, how would they do the bonfires on top of the mountains before the kilkul of Akusim. Mevin klunsa shel eres, they bring some cedar wood, aruchin long, the konim, and reeds, the ase shemen, and oil, and nurus chapishtan, and some flax. V'korach v'mesicha, and they would tie it with a rope, a nice fat piece of wood and cloth. V'ola rosh ahar, and they would go to the top of the mountain. And matzis behenes ha'or, they'd light the fire. U'molach mevi malamor, they'd wave it back and forth, left and right, forward and back. Ad shiroas chaver, until his friend sees it, and he starts doing it. She also came to the barosh ha'har hasheni, the next mountain over, the guy starts doing it. V'cheina barosh ha'har shlishi, and then the third mountain over also, they started doing this. U'me'ayin ha'yumasin, m'su'os, from where would they do this? Me'har mishcha l'sartava, u'sartava l'grufina, u'mergrufina l'chavrin, m'chavrin l'beisipalton, m'beisipalton lozaz m'sham, and from that mountain he stayed there. Ela molech mevi mali morid, he'd do all the waving of the fire. Ad she'roa kol ha'gol l'lefano k'medurash ha'esh, until he sees the whole horizon is full of flames on top of the mountains. And that was a process in which they would spread the word. That was a new moon, new month. So they ask the Gemara, my mashma de masin lishan de yukudu. The word masin, a very strange lashon to call a fire. Masin, masin means to lift. How do you see the word masin means a yukud, a bonfire? Who dechsev vayisam David va'anshav mitargum va'okidian and David. The pasuk which in where's in Melachim that the targum says v'yasim really means to light a fire. So that's why the Mishnah used that language. So should we go right or stop here? Seems like it's going to go into the next stop. Oh, 6. Okay, great. Let's do this. The Gemara says, "Tanir Rabbanan, ein masin masuros ela alachodesh shenir bezmano." We only the kadsho. We only do lighting the fires when the new moon came the right time, meaning the 30th day was really Aleph. So we only do it when day 30 is going to really be day 1. That's when we let them know. By the way, we made the month. It's only a 29-day month. Today is going to be tonight, and tomorrow is going to be the new month. That's the time that we do it. Ve'emasai masin or iburo. Emasai masin. When do they do it though? Lor iburo. So they only do it when it's a 29-day month. But when are they able to do it? They have to do it lor iburo, which means they can't do it the night. It's too late. Exactly. So let's say the 30th night, the night of the 30th, which they saw the moon, they can't come the next day. They turn that day into day 1. So they have to do it that night, the night of the second one, to tell them yesterday, by the way, we made it into a new moon. The new month. That's how they have to do it. Lemeimar da chaser avdinan amale lo avdinan. Is this to say that on a missing month, and meaning a 29-day month, is when they did this, but on a 30-day month they didn't? My time. And what's the reasoning for that? Some ribzera gzera mishum rosh chodesh chaser shechal yos ber Shabbos. So the concern is if it's a rosh chodesh 29-day month that falls out on a Friday. So then what happened? It's the emas. When would they do that? Emas avdi. Bafuke Shabasa, they do some Motzei Shabbos. Okay, di Amos Nava Nami Amale Asa Limite.
And then what happens when it's Friday?
Let's
see. We can leave it if you want. It's probably going to start back from the Mishnah from the Gemara tonight.
Okay, wherever you guys want, we could try to work through it, or we could stop here. Let's stop. Okay, let's stop here.